This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
You can bring up whatever's on your mind, and that toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
And, of course, as always, you can bring up what you want. Good news, or semi-good news, to start out regarding Julian Assange, who listeners who've been paying attention to the news over the last half a decade probably are aware that Julian Assange, the founder or boss man of WikiLeaks, I don't know who founded it.
I believe both of those are correct.
Yeah, there might have been other people who founded it with him, but we don't know who they are necessarily.
Right.
He's sort of the face of WikiLeaks, but there are others involved. Right. And because he's the face of WikiLeaks, he's been the one who's taken all the heat for it. He's been the one who has been targeted by governments around the world, including the governments of Sweden, the United States, and the United Kingdom.
Technically, the U.S. has never actually charged him with anything. They're talking about it,
don't they?
They want to charge him with something, but they don't know how to do it without running afoul of the First Amendment.
Well, other countries won't have that problem, and the UK is after him, too. But there's at least one fewer country that is after him as of today or just now. What happened, Daryl?
That would be Sweden. Sweden has decided to drop its investigation into WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange on rape allegations, according to a statement by the prosecutor on Friday. Story from CNN says Assange, who has always denied wrongdoing, has been staying in the Ecuadorian embassy in London since 2012 in an effort to avoid a Swedish arrest warrant.
Right, that's the reason why he checked in to the embassy in the first place, but that's not the only reason he's staying there.
Correct. And before I get too far into this story from CNN, I've pulled up a page on the Justice for Assange website.
Okay.
And I want to go over this because I'm guessing CNN's not really going to delve too deeply in here.
Yeah, they're not. I bet CNN is not. Having not read the CNN story, I'm just going to bet that CNN does not explain what the rape, in quotes, allegations had to do with in the first place. Because when you hear rape, you think forced sex. But correct. In the case of Sweden, that's not what was even being alleged.
Right. And I'm not going to go through everything on the page, but item number 6, Assange has already been cleared. And the woman says the police made it up in order to, quote unquote, get him. On August 25th, 2010, Assange was cleared of the suspicion of rape by Stockholm's chief prosecutor, who stated she made the assessment that the evidence did not disclose any offense of rape. On the 25th of August, the prosecutor stated the conduct alleged disclosed no crime at all and that the file would be closed. The case was only resurrected after a politician, Klaes Borgström, intervened in the case. The police report states that she felt railroaded by police and others around her. While she was at the police station to inquire about HIV tests, she sent messages to friends saying that she did not want to put any charges against Assange, but that the police were keen on grabbing him and did not want to accuse Assange of anything, that it was the police who made up the charges, and that she was, quote, shocked when they arrested Julian Assange because she only wanted him to take an HIV test.
Wow. I didn't even hear that side of the story. What I remember hearing about, and you know, correct me, maybe I'm completely wrong on this, was that the allegations of rape, putting those in air quotes again, had to do with Assange like promising to be with her or like some sort of long-term promise of fidelity that was, you know, not made true, and that that was somehow some kind of a rape charge in Sweden, like lying to a person.
Yeah, I thought it was like after the fact that she said she didn't want to, like she didn't want to be, you know, she didn't want to have sex, but she already did.
I don't know. The idea was that he had sort of tricked her into having sex by promising her that he would be with her forever.
It was like a regret. It was like, supposedly, my understanding was she was regretting it, but they never actually quoted, like, they were never quoting her. The person, she was very quiet the whole time, from what I recall.
Yeah, that's not in the article here on the Justice for Assange. They do link over to sworn affidavits by Assange. I'm not going to pull those up, because I want to get back into the story from CNN. I just wanted to cover
that. But do you recall hearing that at all? That was where the rape
claim came. I don't recall hearing that specific thing,
that, like,
but I do recall that, you know, the woman had, you know, again, she wanted him to take an HIV test.
Yeah.
So, and then the police were like, just tell us that he raped you.
Huh?
Well, no, he didn't. But, like, you two had sex, though, right? Yeah. All right. So he raped you.
Yeah, it sounds pretty bad.
What were you going to say, Chris?
Yeah, it was more, it came up to me like this whole time that it was more like people speculating about something that they didn't have any information to go on. And that's how come we got like these different like stories and memories, because probably different articles and different things alluded to different things that never were reality.
Even if it's true that Julian Assange tricked this woman into having sex with him via some sort of future promise of a long-term relationship, you know, if that's what happened, then that's not a very nice thing to do. But to equate that to actual rape is pretty insulting to somebody who's been the victim of real, you know, forcible violent rape.
You know, again, I have not read whatever sort of indictment charge or whatever. Yeah. So, you know, it could have been something that was classified statutory rape, not forcible rape. And there is that legal difference between the two of one as, well, the law defines it as X, but everybody understands it to be Y. Also on the Justice for Assange page, Assange never refused to be questioned. He actually had requested that the Swedish authorities question him in the UK. And in fact, since 2010, 44 people have been questioned in the UK by the Swedish government. Back to the story from CNN, Assange, who is an Australian citizen, had previously expressed concerns that he could end up being extradited and facing the death penalty in the United States over allegations of revealing government secrets through the website WikiLeaks. On Friday afternoon, Assange appeared on the balcony at the Ecuadorian embassy and described the development as, quote, an important victory. Mm. Adding, but it is by no means erases 7 years of detention without charge under house arrest and almost 5 years here in the embassy without sunlight. 7 years without charge while my children grow up without me. That is not something I can forgive, and it's not something I can forget. Despite the announcement on Friday by Swedish prosecutors, Assange, who is still subject of an arrest warrant in the UK, acknowledged that he is unlikely to walk out of the embassy anytime soon.
Right.
He told the crowd of
the UK has. Remember, I remember we spent we talked previously that there was a story about the just inordinate amount of money, taxpayer dollars, that had been spent on 24/7 crews watching the Ecuadorian embassy.
Yeah. Right, and again,
it was like millions of dollars, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was over at least
like,
over a million
like
pounds.
3 million or something?
It was a lot.
Yeah, it was quite a bit.
For point of reference, this embassy is not some big elaborate complex. It is a flat inside of an apartment building.
Yeah.
Assange told the crowd of reporters and onlookers, the proper war is just commencing. The UK has said it will arrest me regardless. The U.S. CIA director Mike Pompeo and his U.S. attorneys have said that I and other WikiLeaks staff have no First Amendment rights, that my arrest and the arrest of my other staff is a priority. That is not acceptable. Assange added that WikiLeaks would continue regardless of the threats towards me and my staff before hailing the release of Chelsea Manning, who was released just 2 days ago.
All right, more coming up here. You can share your thoughts here, whether it's about Julian Assange or whatever is on your mind. You can join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Coming up, Chris will be talking about a concept known as prior restraint. So we're going to get into that, too, and we'll learn more about that on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial on in toll-free here. We're talking about the allegations of rape against Julian Assange, the founder, the head boss man over at WikiLeaks, who's been holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy in the UK for the last half a decade. And he's still not free to go, because even though Sweden may not be after him anymore for some really questionable rape allegations in the first place, he's now wanted by the UK government, and in fact, and he's been wanted by them.
Yes.
In fact, they've been spending all manner of taxpayer dollars, expending constantly on 24-hour watch squads that are outside of the Ecuadorian embassy, keeping an eye on the place to make sure that Julian Assange doesn't try to sneak away. And if he does, they intend to put him in handcuffs. So, he's there, and as he pointed out, I guess he's got some kids back in Australia who are, having to grow up without their father,
right,
because of all of this. But is Julian Assange a rapist? There is a detailed story from back in 2010 at The Guardian that goes into a lot of the allegations about him. But to sum it up, quote, we understand that both complaints, this is from his defense team, I believe, that both complainants admit to having initiated consensual sexual relations with Mr. Assange. They do not complain of any physical injury. The first complainant did not make a complaint for 6 days, in which she hosted the respondent in her flat, actually in her bed, and spoke in the warmest terms about him to her friends until she had discovered that he had spent the night with the other complainant. The second complainant, too, failed to complain for several days until she found out about the first complainant. She claimed that after several acts of consensual sexual intercourse, she fell half asleep and thinks that he ejaculated without using a condom, a possibility about which she says they joked afterwards. Both complainants say they did not report him to the police for prosecution, but only to require him to have an STD test. However, his Swedish lawyer has been shown evidence of their text messages, which indicate that they were concerned to obtain money by going to a tabloid newspaper and were motivated by other matters, including a desire for revenge. So, worst case you can say here is that Julian Assange was playing these gals, that
yes,
he was seeing more than one woman at a time, and they found out about it somehow, and then they got mad. But that until they found out about the other party, everything was just totally
right.
Fine.
And again, they were just saying, hey, go have a test to make sure that you don't have anything.
Right.
And then the police interpreted that to,
there
was rape.
Mm-hmm.
The story from CNN continues by saying that authorities in the United States have prepared charges.
This is about Sweden dropping the charges.
Story about Sweden dropping the charges. CNN says that the U.S. government has prepared charges, but then what they link over to is just a statement by Mike Pompeo saying that he wants to charge Assange. And saying you want to charge someone is not the same as I have filed charges. It's
right.
Just saying you want to charge him. But with that aside, the DOJ investigation of Assange and WikiLeaks dates back to at least 2010, when the site first gained wide attention for posting thousands of documents leaked to them by Private
Manning. Who is she getting out in 2 days?
Was released 2 days ago.
2 days ago. Oh,
wow.
My God. We didn't even talk. Did we talk about that? We didn't talk about that, did we?
I was only on the show for one segment on Wednesday, so I don't know what you talked about the first 2 hours
see the headlines.
And 47 minutes.
Nope. Yeah,
I think a couple of weeks ago we talked about it.
We did talk about
it after the release.
Yeah, we talked about her note that she put
right,
out there.
And the upcoming release,
right.
And that happened 2 days ago.
Okay, good.
Britain and the U.S. have extradition treaties with one another. So if Assange leaves the Ecuadorian embassy where he's been granted asylum, the British government could arrest him and then send him to the U.S. Barry Pollock, an attorney in Washington representing Assange, said the British should allow Assange to travel to Ecuador. Quote, the decision by the Swedish prosecutor only highlights the fact that Mr. Assange has been unlawfully detained for years. At this point, it's more apparent than ever that the UK should provide Mr. Assange safe passage to Ecuador. Ecuador has granted Mr. Assange asylum. Recent comments by the United States Attorney General and Director of the CIA demonstrate the obvious need of Mr. Assange for asylum.
Yep.
The UK no longer has any legitimate basis to interfere with Ecuador's lawful decision. The UK government declined to comment on Friday on whether the U.S. has asked for Assange's extradition, but last month, U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions said Assange's arrest was, quote, a priority. The Swedish chief prosecutor, Marianne Nye, told a news conference in Sweden that the decision to discontinue the preliminary investigation into the rape allegations, which dated back to 2010, had been made because, quote, all possibilities to advance the investigation have now been exhausted.
Translation, yeah, we have no evidence.
Yeah.
Yes, they have no evidence, but again, Assange has said, I'm willing to talk to you if you come to the UK.
Mm-hmm.
And since he was first arrested in 2010, the Swedish government has investigated and interrogated 44 people in the UK.
Which is interesting because they've said before that they have to interview him in Sweden in order for it to be like legal or something. Which contradicts their prior statements.
Right, and they've interviewed 44 people.
Right.
In the UK since 2010. So we're not talking about, in 1914 during World War, whatchamacallit, they waterboarded a guy in Belfast, Ireland or something. Nope. In the last 7 years, they've investigated and interrogated 44 people in the UK. The article does say, however, if Assange were to return to Sweden before the statute of limitations for the suspected offenses expires in August 2020, the investigation could be reopened.
But I'm sure he won't be going back.
Dropping the initial investigation is not a result of deciding he is not guilty, Nye says. It's because, quote, there's no practical way to continue. The decision to discontinue the preliminary investigation is not because we've not been able to make a full assessment of the evidence in the case, but because we didn't see any possibilities to advance the investigation forward. So we don't make any statements on the issue of guilt.
Well, right. So what they're saying there is they've assessed the evidence.
Yes.
And there's no way to move forward.
Correct.
That means that there is no evidence of rape. That's a very bureaucratic kind of roundabout way of saying, well, we've done our jobs here. We have looked at all of the evidence that's been presented to us, and we've decided there's no case.
Right.
That's what that means.
The article continues.
No, hold on. What was the part about the Ecuador? I was a little distracted here. So Ecuador wants to extract him from the embassy and take him to the country. Is that right? Did you say something about that before?
No.
Okay, I'm sorry. Like
Ecuador granted him asylum several years ago. His attorney is saying that the UK government has no legitimate reason to prevent him from making his way to Ecuador. So let him get on a cab, take an Uber to the airport, get on an airplane, and fly to Ecuador, and just don't molest him on the way to the airplane.
That would be nice to see happen.
Not going
to
happen.
Do they have to deign a certain cab as the Ecuadorian embassy, and then they can't touch it? It's Free Talk Live.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon, savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll free. Join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and you can join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Tonight in the studio with you, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
And I want you to know about healthexcellenceselect.com. It is an alternative to insurance because you don't have to have insurance. I know the government wants you to think you do, but there are other options, and this free market healthcare company is one of them. Healthexcellenceselect.com. It's healthcare sharing. They will give you access to a proactive health assessment daily, as well as no-charge 24-hour access to doctors, including traditional integrative chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and the price. You'll like the medical information card that they give you that you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. You can check them out right now over at healthexcellenceselect.com. Once again, healthexcellenceselect.com. As we continue, we can talk more about Julian Assange, also Chelsea Manning, just released from prison. I remember when we were talking about maybe a week before her release from prison that she's not doing interviews right out the gate. So maybe at some point she will be, but I imagine that, you know, the first thing she wants to do is just enjoy, you know, some semblance of what it's like to be a free person again. And indeed, if you go to her Twitter account, which is Twitter, I think it's XYChelsea, at XYChelsea.
Yes.
You can see she posted a picture of her first steps into freedom, posted a picture of her first slice of pizza on the outside. And
what kind of pizza?
Pepperoni.
Okay, good choice.
And then a picture of herself. So a selfie. So were selfies a thing when she was put into jail 5 years ago? Maybe they were just starting.
They've been around a while, haven't they?
She was arrested 7 years ago.
7 years, okay.
And selfies had been around. I don't think there was the term selfie.
Yeah, yeah. It seems like it was just sort of coming into its own, like maybe around that time frame. So anyway, welcome back to Chelsea Manning. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Maybe there may be more about Assange.
Yeah, there's a little bit more.
We can share that too coming up. But first, Nick is in Madison, Wisconsin. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Good to talk to you.
Thanks. Go ahead.
Actually, I want to talk about kind of the hysteria going on about Trump right now, and I'm not a Trump supporter, but you brought up Chelsea Manning, and that kind of sticks in my craw, really. I mean, her case, because really, and I'm a former Marine. I've dealt with classified information. She just let it out there.
Mm-hmm.
With irregardless of however many lives might have been, you know, in peril. And that bothers me. That really does.
Well, you do know that the United States federal government was unable to prove the charge of aiding the enemy against Private Manning. That there's no evidence at all that any of the information that was released by WikiLeaks that was given to them by Private Manning had any impact on, quote-unquote, helping the enemy or putting any Americans' lives in harm's way.
Okay. First of all, I mean, there was a lot of information there. There's no, we can say there's no evidence, but let's say I put my car in neutral and I pointed towards a playground and it doesn't run over any kids. I should still get arrested.
Why?
Yeah, I'm not so sure about that.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, hold on. I've got a lot of questions here.
The potential for harm, that's not a problem.
Hold on. So I've got questions here. Just because your car is pointed in the direction of a playground doesn't mean that the road is going downhill and the car would necessarily roll towards the playground.
Okay,
the playground could be at the top of a hill. You're at the bottom of a hill. Your car's in neutral, and your car's going to roll backwards away from the playground. It could be a completely flat road. There could be a car right in front of you. You could have the emergency brake on, but the car in neutral.
And why would anybody do that anyway?
You're being very litigious and missing my point. I mean, what I'm saying is that if you do something that could cause harm, you should be prosecuted for it. That's
and Private Manning was prosecuted for it. Private Manning was in jail for 7 years. Private Manning was given a 35-year sentence, which is by far and away the largest sentence ever given to a person that was a whistleblower charged under the Espionage Act.
Not a whistleblower. I mean,
how the hell is Private Manning not a whistleblower when she revealed evidence of possible war crimes? There's a video of a helicopter gunning down reporters. That's a war crime. You raving lunatic, how is she not a whistleblower?
I'm not a raving lunatic. I'm trying to talk calmly here, okay?
Okay, yes, you're talking calmly, but you're talking nonsense.
No, I'm not talking nonsense. I'm talking when you say there's no evidence that anyone was harmed by his, you know, releases, I guarantee people were harmed.
Well, they don't have any evidence of that.
Where is the evidence? The U.S. government could not prove that. That's why the U.S. government court dropped that charge.
Yeah, I mean, if they've got plenty of resources that they can investigate to find out if there was even some sort of allegation of that harm, and they certainly would have trotted that out in court if they had.
There was a charge, and the court said not guilty.
We have CSI in Iraq and Afghanistan. Do we have that?
I don't have anything in Iraq and Afghanistan.
I know we don't. We have
I don't have any. I'm not involved in Iraq and Afghanistan. You are the one who is in the military. Okay, so you can say we about you, but not me.
Okay.
That seems really, I mean, if you've called to defend the military today, I mean, you might as well just defend a bunch of rapists and murderers while you're at it, because, I mean, you're so concerned about the poor men and women of the military who might have been put in harm's way because of the truth being released by Chelsea Manning. And if what you're saying is that the truth that was being released.
I'm not talking about the poor men and women in the military. I'm talking about our poor, interpreters and, informants who helped us.
Again, anybody who's helping the military, if you help out the U.S. government, then you should expect what you get, which is the government's going to throw you under the bus, the government's going to screw you over, the government's going to treat you like garbage and then throw you away like a used Kleenex if you're lucky to even survive the interactions with these people. Look, the military, they're not doing good things around the world. There may be some individuals who try to help when they're on the ground and try to do whatever they feel the right thing is within the circumstances that they find themselves. I'm not going to say that's not the case, but ultimately the people in the military are following the orders of thugs and liars and criminals in Washington, D.C., and as much information and as much light can be shed about their activities should be shed on their activities, and shame on anybody who tries to defend the military and the killers within it.
And gunning down journalists and then laughing about it is a war crime, and anybody that's defending that is an absolutely horrible, despicable person.
Is that you, Nick? Are you defending the murder of innocent people?
I am not defending that at all.
You're saying it's not whistleblowing to release information about murder like that?
Oh, okay, we can say that's whistleblowing.
There you go.
What is wrong is releasing the names of these informants and these interpreters who are now probably dead because of him.
Again, you're speculating, and you have no evidence whatsoever. Thanks for the call tonight, and to me, it doesn't really matter anyway. The number here is 855-450-FREE. You work with a criminal gang, and you get what you get. I don't feel sorry for the people who've turned evidence for the government, whether it's, interpreters in the military, or whether it's, rats dealing with the police, or snitches, or whoever. I don't feel sorry when they get outed. When they, their identities are revealed. And I'm not saying that the people who are doing interpreting are bad people I'm not saying that. But you're working with a criminal gang. That's what the government is.
Yes.
So, yep. They make the rules, and if they want to throw you to the wolves, they will if it benefits them.
What's the difference between the United States federal government and the mafia? The mafia has a code of ethics that they follow.
Wow. Yeah.
Toll free number here tonight. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Government apologists are welcome. We're happy to take your calls. You're welcome to bring up whatever's on your mind here. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, dial in toll free, bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number here is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And you may Skype in here at Skype username lrn.fm. With you in the studio here tonight, it's Ian,
Chris, and Daryl. And the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire is going out to the ball games, sponsoring the New Hampshire Fisher Cats on June 10th. You can join the LPNH in the new pavilion at the stadium with access to a private portion of the bar and an all-you-can-eat buffet. Tickets are only $40 and need to be purchased fast because they're going very, very fast. Get your tickets at lpnh.org/FTL. Have a great evening out with the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire and the New Hampshire Fisher Cats as they take on Eastern League champion Akron Rubber Ducks on Saturday, June 10th. Again, tickets only $40 and need to be purchased soon. Get your tickets, lpnh.org/FTL.
You're going to be there, right?
I will be.
All right.
And I believe Mark's going as well.
This is, what day is this?
June 10th.
And that's a what?
That's a Saturday. I believe Chris is going to be sitting in.
Okay. All right. That's good to know.
Yeah, I think Mark's taking the family.
All right, cool. So lpnh.org/FTL. /FTL. All right. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, as we continue here. Did you say there was more to share about Julian Assange?
Who is
still holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy, even after Swedish prosecutors have decided to drop the case not that there ever was one, but to drop the investigation against Julian Assange, and so therefore no more looming rape charges for him.
Correct. However, the UK government still wants him, and the US government wants him, even though
they don't know why.
Based on what I'm seeing, there's no formal charges. And the lawyer, Elizabeth Massey Fritz, who's the lawyer for the accuser in Sweden, criticized the Swedish authorities in a statement to CNN. She says, it's a scandal that a suspected rapist is able to evade the judicial system and thus avoid trial. Evidence in this case is available, and that evidence should have been tested in court. Fritz said the process had dragged out for too long and that her client was shocked by the decision to drop the case. Quote, to conduct a preliminary investigation for so many years and today make a decision to close the investigation is something I am very critical of. Fritz also called for a review of...
She's going to get paid either way.
Probably. Yeah. Fritz also called for a review of parts of the judicial process, including how Sweden tries suspects who deliberately avoid court for years. But again, Assange has said, I'm willing to talk to Swedish authorities if they come here, because he knew if he stepped foot outside of that embassy, the UK government was going to nab him on some made-up charge that they want him for. She concluded, that being the attorney, concluded he has acted like this consciously, and his fear must be that he's afraid of being sentenced for rape. Nobody wants to be sentenced for rape because it's a terrible and humiliating crime.
Well, in order to be sentenced for rape, you have to be charged with rape and then convicted for rape.
Yes.
Neither of those things have happened.
They then have a big, bold question. What's next for Assange? Possible U.S. charges aside, Assange is still subject to an arrest warrant in the U.K. after he failed to surrender to the Westminster Magistrate Court in June 2012, according to London Metro Police. However, they noted now that the Swedish authorities have dropped their investigations. Assange was wanted for a much less serious offense than before and said the force would provide a level of resourcing which is proportionate to the offense. They added the priority of the members of parliament, or wait, no, MP here must be the Metro Police, must continue to be arresting those who are currently wanted in the capital in connection with serious violent or sexual offenses for the protection of Londoners. Not sure why the UK government wants him. They don't really go into detail here, and that's the end of the article. But long story short, he's staying in the Ecuadorian embassy until further notice.
Story of the Daily Mail claims they want him for jumping bail in 2012.
Yeah, they just say that he didn't go to court in 2012, but they didn't say why he was supposed to be in court in 2012.
Yep.
And I'm wondering if the Daily Mail has that info.
Yeah, I'm looking here. It doesn't, it's not making that clear. Yep. Well, anyway, we don't know.
I think the UK was going to extradite him, and that's why he had to go back to court, but he had already lost at that point in court. So it was probably like some.
But what was he in court for?
Extradition, if I'm not mistaken.
So it could have been an extradition.
He lost
that makes sense.
Right. He lost the extradition at that point, but I guess he still had to go back to court for some reason. And
right. And because,
before they extradite him.
And because he has a failure to appear, they put a warrant out, at least in the United States, they put a warrant out for your arrest if you fail to appear in court.
Yeah, right.
And sometimes you can go and just kind of get that taken care of, but I'm sure he's concerned that there's going to be some other charges that are going to be slapped on him at that time.
Right. And because the United Kingdom does not have a First Amendment, not that that doesn't mean that they don't have some sort of protection for the freedom
free
of the press.
Yeah.
They just don't have it written down all nice and neat and orderly.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that's really interesting about the UK is they don't have an officially written constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a series of documents that they consider, oh, yeah, the Magna Carta is kind of part of it and this other thing and this other thing. But it's not, a nice, neat, orderly, compact document titled The Constitution of the United Kingdom of England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland.
Hmm.
And they're a monarchy. And they rate higher than the U.S. on the World Freedom Index.
And I've always thought that's weird, where, you know, people in the U.S. are like, we're a constitutional republic, and those words mean something. Well, they mean something.
Really.
They just don't mean what you think they mean.
Yeah.
Five of the top ten freest countries in the world.
They keep defining everything to courts.
Right, but five of the top ten freest countries in the world, according to the Fraser Institute in conjunction with Cato,
have no constitution.
Have no constitution, and they're monarchies.
Now, is New Zealand a monarchy?
Technically, they are a monarchy because they're part of the British realm.
Okay.
As is Canada and Australia.
Yeah, because I remember reading about New Zealand years ago, you know, just because...
Yeah, they're generally tied for number one. They're always in the top five.
Yeah. And they basically, if you elect a government in New Zealand, they can completely... they can change the whole thing from top to bottom because there's no constitution there, as I understand it.
Right. And again, there's, you know, the British common law that makes up sort of the unwritten constitution.
Yeah.
So you couldn't
sort
just be like,
of it.
Oh, now all of a sudden, you know,
no more courts.
Or you can just, you know, go in and start killing your neighbors if you want, because, you know, like, they still have laws and there are certain things that are recognized as, you know, inherent rights. It's just not written down in a nice, neat, orderly manner.
Let's go to Kenny. He's in Yucca, Arizona, listening to K-Talks. Hey, Kenny.
Hi. This Assange thing has me confused. When I was in the Army, I had a top-secret security clearance, and I was an E-4, and I didn't have access to all this information that he supposedly had, and he must have an unstoppable... supply of this information that just keeps coming and coming and coming.
You talking about Julian Assange from WikiLeaks, or are you talking about Chelsea Manning, the leaker?
WikiLeaks.
Well,
right. So WikiLeaks is a website where various whistleblowers send them information. So
right.
Julian Assange isn't, you know, hacking into the DOD computers.
Yeah, I don't know if there have been large tranches of defense information released recently, but there was the CIA leaks that happened recently from WikiLeaks. There were the Russian, you know, connections with Hillary Clinton and the Clinton emails, and those came through WikiLeaks. But I mean, the last big bombshell from the military was Chelsea Manning, wasn't it?
Yes.
So, no, it's not like there's this ongoing leakage happening.
And then one more thing on Manning is after she was charged, she had her rank reduced from sergeant to private, which makes it look like a private somehow had access to all of this info. She was a sergeant who had access to info, and then the military reduced her rank.
Well, even a sergeant had to have only had combination to one of the locks. There were two locks. The officer had to open the other lock. So there's always two-man access to it.
We don't know exactly how she got the information. It may have been as simple as plugging a flash drive into a computer. Hey, thank you for the call, Kenny. I don't know if everything is behind the old two-lock system that you might be envisioning. We're coming up here. It's Free Talk Live. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Everyone has something in their lives or just about themselves that they want to change, from trying to lose weight to becoming more motivated at work. Change is difficult, but the good news is, no matter what, you don't have to go through it alone. Hypnotherapy can help you remove negative subconscious thoughts that keep you from achieving your goals. Never rely on just willpower again. Contact us at afterhourshypnotherapy.com today for your free consultation. Or contact Melvin Marsh at 678-658-8483.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.